My guest at this time is Dr. Joe LaConte. He is an associate professor of history at the King's College in New York City, where he teaches Western civilization and American foreign policy. He has previously held positions at Pepperdine University, the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, as well as the Heritage Foundation. From 2001 to 2003, he also served as an informal advisor to the Bush White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives. We want to get his reaction today to a story that has been unearthed from the 1980s, in which then Burlington, Vermont mayor and now Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders simply said he didn't believe in charities. So we want to get Joe's insights on this as to what the major differences are if private charities try to take on some of society's biggest problems or whether the government does. And Dr. LaConte, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, thanks so much for having me. Good to be with you.
Let's set the stage. This is a New York Times piece from September of 1981. It says, quote, for the kickoff of the 40th annual Chittenden County United Way fundraising drive in Burlington, Vermont, the sponsors consider themselves fortunate to have as guests Mayor Bernard Sanders of Burlington and Governor Richard Snelling of Vermont. But the charity workers heard the sort of things they wanted to hear from only one of their guests. Quote, I don't believe in charities, said Mayor Sanders, bringing a shocked silence to a packed hotel banquet room. The mayor, who was a socialist, went on to question the, quote, fundamental concepts on which charities are based, unquote, and contended that government, rather than charity organizations, should take over responsibility for social programs. So obviously he's had time to modify these views over the years, Dr. LaConte, but given his perspective as a longtime avowed socialist, the idea that the government should address these problems as opposed to private charity obviously goes contrary to the American notion for many generations. What's the significance of that?
Well, it's no surprise that Bernie Sanders then, and I think even now, really has no real respect or regard for civil society. This is the problem with socialism. It sees such an overwhelming, intrusive role for the state, for the government at all levels. There's no room left for the voluntary society, those associations, those charities, those faith-based organizations that have always been the lifeblood of American democracy, have contributed to this real development, this truth that we would say, as we describe the United States, it's exceptionalism. Near the heart of American exceptionalism is this vibrant, independent civil society. And you're not going to have that kind of society under a socialist regime. It's never existed in any socialist country, a vibrant civil society. The Europeans, many of them at least, are a good example of this. And they're in crisis mode, because the overwhelming state, the overweening state, cannot meet human needs, cannot address our deepest moral and social problems. Just can't do it. And Bernie Sanders, apparently, he just has not learned a thing from American history, from European history, and not even from the present situation, the present crisis.
When you look at his perspective on this, is it simply a matter of wanting control? When a socialist looks at private charity doing all these various things and simply thinking that the government should have more control? Or is it simply a matter that socialists believe the government can do everything better than the private sector?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I'm not going to try to probe the necessarily the inner motives of self-proclaimed socialists like Bernie Sanders. But certainly there is a fundamental mistrust, and I would argue a kind of a condescension toward individuals, individual freedom, the individual capacities and responsibilities of men and women and families, and then the larger communities in which families are embedded, a fundamental distrust and even condescension toward those families, individuals, and communities. So where does that come from? Where does that distrust come from? That's a great question. I think at the end of the day, there's a kind of ideological and even theological problem. I mean, Bernie Sanders is not just a proclaimed socialist, but he's an atheist. He's a secularist. And it seems to me that the history of ideologies rooted in secularism, it shows at the end of the day there'll be a distrust and even contempt for the individual freedom, individual responsibility, and human rights. And that's where it's going. Your basic human rights and civil rights will always be compromised under a socialist regime. That's the historical record. It's not even debatable.
Joe, you've pointed out why you believe that the government running these operations to help people in need is the wrong way to go. What is the genius of the private system, though, that makes it so much better?
So this is Tocqueville's great discovery and insight. He looks at America from the European perspective, and he sees something in America that he doesn't see in Europe. What he sees is individuals coming together in associations to tackle problems together, common problems. So he sees a moral energy, civic energy, religious energy used to promote social justice, if we want to use that phrase, to try to produce a more just and humane society. That's the genius of a vibrant, independent civil society, and it's something that socialists like Bernie Sanders cannot and will not understand. They will not only will not promote it if they get into powers of real responsibility in government, they will hinder it, they will undermine it, ultimately they'll destroy it.
And if, in fact, the government decides to formally take on these initiatives, what will that do to charitable giving if the government's already taking it compulsively?
You know, the results will be what we've seen all these numerous decades particularly since the emergence of the Great Society. We're going to see the increasing withering away of civil society, the undermining and the weakening of civil society. Wherever government advances, the private sector has to retreat. The larger government gets in terms of regulations, its intrusiveness, its attempt to have one size fits all imposed on groups and organizations to force people into its militantly secular way of thinking, that's simply going to undermine and weaken a civil society. And we can't afford that now when we think about our great social problems, where the breakdown of the family is so near the heart of all of them.
Last question for you. You spent a couple of years informally advising the White House Office of Faith-Based Initiatives. For folks who remember back that far, some thought it was a fantastic idea to make sure that the right resources went to the programs that did the most good. Others
yeah.
thought that government getting anywhere involved with private charity was a little bit uneasy for them. So explain what was going on there and whether that was, in hindsight, what that accomplished.
You know, I think overall that was a very constructive attempt to build partnerships between government at different levels and the private sector. And I think the emphasis in the Bush administration properly was on the state and local level as much as possible, number one. And number two, moving away from direct grants, just giving grant money to organizations, instead through vouchers and tax incentives, which really encourage more choice, private choice, there at the civil society level. And I think the Bush administration made tremendous progress in that direction. And I know it from the people, from the reports, from the individuals, the conferences I've been at. Thousands of people's lives were helped because of those government and private sector partnerships. It's one of the great untold stories, I think, frankly, of the Bush administration.
Dr. LeConte, great to have you with us, sir. Thank you very much for your time and your insight.
Always good to be with you, Greg. Thanks so much.
Dr. Joe LeConte is an associate professor of history at the King's College in New York City, where he teaches Western civilization and American foreign policy. He has also held positions at Pepperdine University, the Ethics and Public Policy Center, and the Heritage Foundation. For 2 years, he was also an informal advisor to the White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.